good. Amen. Good to see everybody here this morning. I guess you've already noticed Brother Jeff, him and Sister Lisa, and I think all the grandson and all of them, I think they all gone on vacation. But we're here to have a good time this morning. But I got a few announcements. He went ahead and he texted me for the announcements. He wanted to make sure I had the announcements and I done something with them. I don't know what I did with them. I guess he'll fire me already, won't he? But Jeff said, remember the baptizing next Sunday. We're going to have baptism. There was 9 precious souls saved in Vacation Bible School. We had baptizing last week. We're going to have it next week. And also, they told me a while ago that Sue Willis's sister passed away. And they're going to be receiving friends from 6 to 9 tonight. And
5 to 9.
Okay. I'm like Jeff. I stand to be corrected. But 5 to 9 tonight at Henderson in Buchanan. And the funeral's tomorrow at 2, right?
Tomorrow at 2.
Yeah. All right. I just want to make sure I had that right. Tomorrow at 2. We want to welcome all the visitors here. If you're here for the first time, we want to welcome you. Just make yourself at home. We're here to worship the Lord. And if the Lord puts something on your heart, I mean, just let go and let God. One thing we want to do, we want to obey the Spirit this morning. We want you to leave today, we want you to go away and say, it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. You know, go back, when you leave, Brother Duane was talking about a while ago, he seen that I was going to be one preaching. He said, remember the sign. He's always got a sign. He tries to cut me off. I think he's going to go, where's he at? He said he's going to the mountains the day after church. I said, well, I'm glad you wait until 2 o'clock to leave. but we'll go ahead and get the ushers to come forth, and we'll go ahead and if you got a prayer request this morning, just by uplifting the hand, let's pray for both Billy's. You know, there's a lot of people in the hospital, a lot of prayers that we need to be praying for. But pray for me today. Amen.
Let's look at page 285.
Brother Ricky, you win.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, Lord, thankful for the help. We come to you, your house, one more time, Lord. So, Lord, we just want to ask you to reach down and touch each one sick and in need of a healing touch, Lord. You know who each one is, Lord, and what each one needs, Lord. Lord, pray, Lord, that we would know that all vacation, Lord, give them traveling grace, Lord, let them have a safe return, Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we pray, Lord, that you be with the families who've lost loved ones, Lord. Comfort them in the way that only you can, Lord. Lord, we just want to say that we love you and we praise you, Lord. We love you, Father, today, Lord, if there's one here that's lost and don't know you, Lord. Lord, we pray, Lord, today that their heart will be on the top, Lord, and they'll come turn their life over to you, Lord, see what life you can give them, Lord. Lord, once again, we just want to say that we love you and we praise you, Lord. We ask all these things in Jesus' sweet and holy name. Amen.
If you're here today and you got somebody from 4 to 8, remember we have a children's church right after when they have the Amazing Grace, we'll dismiss, go to that. So get somebody 4 to 8. Remember, keep that in mind.
Yeah. Y'all pray for me this morning. I did this song last week, and I've had a request to do it again. Don't that sound like heaven? There's a window into heaven. I can close my eyes and see where there are no earthly struggles, and the spirit there is free, where the deaf and dumb are shouting, cause the blind can finally
Don't that sound like Coming storms are just ahead. I can see the darkened clouds. There's no way around it. There is no way out. There was danger all around me. Surely I would drown till the force of His presence made the waves to lay down. And He walked out on the water, facing the wind. How it roared and it thundered until He raised His hand. Then the waves that were raging were so Master said not a word when He stepped out on the sea. Yet my heart heard Him clearly when He spoke to me. Be not afraid, it is I won't leave you all alone. With my eyes fixed on the Savior, I could no longer see the storm. And He walked out on the water, facing the wind. How it roared and it thundered until He raised His hand. Then the suddenly calm when He stepped between me and the storm.
Bless the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord.
A flat. Y'all be much in prayer for us.
Soon I come to the end of my journey, and I'll meet the one who gave His life for me. More
Say to
Good to be here this morning. Amen. All the songs, y'all might not realize all the songs went right along with the message. I was thinking about when they were singing, you know, it said, the window of heaven. And, you know, it's talking about everybody will be happy over there, and we're going and going through the storms, and at the journey's end, and we're talking about travel about that last mile here, and then he will hold her hand. And then fighting the battle on this side. You know, we start thinking about an amazing grace. That's what it's all about, amazing grace. But we start looking at, you know, I just want to praise God. Thank everybody here. And if you will, just turn your Bible. It's already up there. That's good. They're faster than I am this morning. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and starting with verse 12. It says, for now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. Verse 13 says, and now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity. If you will, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for all that you've done, Lord. I pray, Lord, for all we've already felt, Lord. I pray, Lord, for the singing. I pray, Lord, everything, Lord. We just want to praise and glorify you. Touch now, Lord, hide me behind the cross. Use us. And I pray, Lord, that each thing is said and done. I pray, Lord, it'll be what you'd have done, Lord. I pray, Lord, we just want to obey you this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. And notice on that, let's read that again. Verse 12. On verse 12, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12, says, "For now we see through a glass darkly." And notice where I go. You know, we're talking about on this side and that side. You know, I guess when we look at this, there's three messages here all together in this whole thing. I looked at it. One title would be "Now and Then." The other one would be "A Victorious Christian." And the other one would be "Working on Faith." And if you look at it, all these three come in together. So that's the reason why I got to do three hours worth of messages in about 30 minutes. And so y'all just hold on. We have to just hold on and go forward now. It says, "And for now we see through a glass darkly." On this side, what do we see? We see darkly through a glass. You know, have you ever been to the eye doctor? You went to the eye doctor for an eye specialist, for an eye checkup, and what do? You know, they say read that chart, and you know everything looks blurred. You know that's what it is. You know, when we start looking into heaven, we walk by faith, not by sight. And we start looking. Everything we see, we walk on this side. It's looking at a glass darkly. But notice when you go to that eye doctor, what do? They see everything is kind of blurred, and then they put this thing in front of you. What do? They put this thing in front of you. They put this thing in front of you, and then you can start seeing the lines. When they start seeing the lines, what do? Then they start doing it a little bit. They say, "Is this better or this better?" And that's what we do. What we do? Studying to show yourself approved. When we start getting in the Word of God, what happens? We can't see the other side, but what we do, we can see it through His Word. Through His Word, we start seeing on the other side. And just like it says, we see through a dark, for now, we see through a glass darkly. And notice we got that now, on the now, is all of them is red. You remember, by the grace of God, it's through His blood. His blood on this side, that's what we're looking through. It's by His blood that we can see on the other side. It says, "For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face." You know, we do funerals a lot of times, and you know, we walk by faith on this side. But don't, you know, when they cross over, what do? They go face to face. In other words, they're walking by sight then. But on this side, it's through faith. But it says, "Then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known." And just like each one of us, we know each other, and we know our name. I know my name pretty good. I can still call it out and on this side. But see, on the other side, we'll know. That's how good we'll know on the other side. You know, we start thinking we don't know all the things on the other side, but we will know. We'll know it when we get on the other side. Verse 13 says, "Now abideth faith, hope, and charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity." And a lot of times, you know, you always hear people, they say, well, the greatest of these is charity. And they'll start, and that's what they'll preach on. They'll preach on love. But what we're going to preach on today, what we got this morning is faith, hope, and charity. It's all three of them. We start looking at it, that's a victorious Christian. You start saying, I've got a little faith. And you start saying, about the hope. You know, the main thing you start looking at, let's look for a minute. Look at the faith for a second. Faith, if you're looking, in faith it says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, it says, if you look at it, it says, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." You know, in other words, you have got to believe. And then it goes on to 2 Corinthians 5, 7. It says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." In other words, that's what we walk by. On this side, we walk by faith. And if you want to be a victorious Christian, a lot of times they say, "Well, I've got to love. I've got love." But notice, it takes faith and hope and charity. Amen. It takes all three. When you've got all three, what happens? You got a complete Christian. You got a Christian that can walk through things. You know, they're talking about going through the storms. We got faith. We can go through those storms. All the things we start looking at, all these things, you know, your faith, hope, and charity. Notice the faith. Faith is a strength.
Yeah.
It's a strength. It's our strength through faith. It's the foundation and content of God's message. You know, we start looking. That's what faith is. You know, faith, you know, and all, what I like is, for all I trust Him. Everything we start looking at, faith is a foundation. You know, you say, well, I've got no faith. You know, a lot of times people say, well, I've got faith. I've got so much faith in God. But then they might bring something to an altar, and they don't leave it there. They take it with them. You know, and, yeah, I like where the little boy wound up. You know, he said they're praying for rain. And the little boy, he's the only one that brought an umbrella. And you start thinking about, did everybody really pray for rain? You know, when we pray for something, do we really pray for that? Do we really have the faith that it's going to happen? All these things we start looking at. Faith is our strength. Faith is a strength. But we're going to hit on all these in Ephesians. We're notice here for a minute that the eyes examined in the Bible. It said Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You know, when we were talking about a while ago, you go to the eye specialist. You go to the eye specialist, and you got to look through that. Remember, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The more faith we've got, what happens? The stronger we are. And that's just natural. The more faith we've got, the stronger we are. And you know, remember, it takes faith, hope, and charity. All three. And they say charity is the greatest. And we'll get on that in a minute. But all these things you start looking at. Ephesians 2:8-9. You know, in other words, we're not saved by works or anything. It says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourself. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And then look at Hebrews 11:1. Hebrews 11:1. Notice it's got the red now again. Notice it's got now again. We look at now. Now faith. Remember, faith, we're walking by faith on this side. Now faith is a substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. In other words, we don't see it. We don't see all the things, but we got faith that God's going to take care of us. And when we got faith, what happens? We can go through those storms, those things that happens, and people says, I don't know how he or she's getting through all these things. I don't know how they're doing it, but it's by faith. In other words, they got faith. In other words, saying, well, I've got faith God's going to take care of me. And if we've got that faith, remember, it even says it. If you got, I turned over to Matthew, I think. I'm going to get them all mixed up there. Matthew 17:20, it says, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, or move hence to yonder place, and it shall be removed, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. We start looking at that. We'll come back to that in a minute. But all this, notice all this faith. Remember, faith, you say, well, I want to be a victorious Christian. You know, when you start looking at, remember, Christians, we're supposed to be the happiest people in the world. And we are. Even though we start looking at how the times are changing, everything's happening all around us. And, you know, people are saying, well the you know, Jesus has got to come soon. All the things that's happening, you know, how could all these things happen? You start seeing on the news, you know, a mother stabbing her husband and her kids and all these different things. And she looks like it's, you know, she's giving a thumbs up and praying and like everything's fine. But all the things you start looking at in this world, what happens, we got to say, well, I'm trusting in Him. I'm not trusting in my surroundings. All the things around me is going to try to pull me down. Satan's going to try to pull me down, but I'm trusting in God. I'm trusting in Him. And start looking at hope. You remember faith, hope. You know, hope, remember, it says hope is the happiness. Hope is happy. In other words, it's the attitude and focus. Hope is the attitude and focus. In other words, we can be happy, and it's by hope. In other words, you start looking at it, it says Titus 2:13, it says, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our hope. And you know, Paul wrote it in 1 Corinthians 15:19. It says, if in this life only you have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. Amen. That's what happens. So many times on this side, we start saying, well, you know, we start losing side of our hope. And we start looking all around, and what happens? We become miserable. We start being miserable, and you say, well, how come a Christian can go around and just be sold up? No, I think a Christian ought to be the happiest person in the world. I mean, I don't care if you've lost, just like Job, he lost everything he had, even got his health, even got bad, you know, but everything that happened to him, what did he said? He said, the Lord giveth and the Lord blesseth. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, all these things, God, Job had faith. He had faith, and that's what got him through all his problems. We start thinking all the problems we're going through. All the problems we're going through is nothing like what Job went through. We say, well, how? You say, you just don't know what I'm going through. I know my God. I know how great He is. And you start looking at it's faith, hope, and charity. If you've got all three, remember the hope here, there. But then you start looking at charity. Remember, the charity is the greatest of all. Charity is the action. Charity is the action. And we're looking, for a minute, looking James chapter 2. James chapter 2, we're starting with verse 15. It says, if a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, it says, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be you warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Verse 17, it says, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Amen. Verse 18 says, yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Amen. Verse 19, it says, thou believest thou that there is one God. Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. Verse 20. It says, but wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead. In other words, here, when we see somebody that's in need, that's where the love comes in, the charity. You start saying, the charity is the greatest of all. In other words, you're going to see the works through the charity. People are going to see the faith by the works. They're going to see your faith by your works that you're doing. You say, well, you know, I feel for this one. In other words, by faith, you know, you help them out. All this, that's the charity in it. All these three, and you start looking at faith, hope, and charity. You say, well, I want to be a victorious Christian. Well, that's what it takes. Faith, hope, and charity. All three of them. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, I've got one. And you've seen somebody without the hope, and you see somebody that's not happy. And you say, well, what's wrong with them? They hadn't got that hope. But when you start thinking about how great God is, and you start thinking of the faith, we can move mountains. And in other words, really, it's not the mountain that he's talking about. It's the, if we back up, let's back up for a minute on that Matthew 17:20. You know, before Matthew 20, let's go back a couple of verses. Let's go back to 17:18. Matthew 17, I got something on them there. They wasn't on that. Matthew 17, verse 18, it says, and Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. In other words, what this is talking about, the disciples wound up, there was a child that was falling in the fire and in the water. And the disciples asked Jesus, how come we couldn't do this? And he says, then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could we not cast him out? And it says, verse 20, he says, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. In other words, they was wondering, how come we couldn't cast the devil out? And he says, because of your unbelief. And we start saying, well, how come I can't do this? How come I can't have a victorious life? And all I can say is, because of unbelief. And, you know, if we got belief, you know, a lot of times we bring something to an altar. We bring a problem to the altar, and you know what's bad. We do. We sincere, and we leave it. You know, and we come and we'll pray with that problem. But then, as bad to say, when we pick up, we just pick up and we take it back with us. And as we take it back with us, what happened? We expecting God to take care of it, but then we wanting to hold on to it. And we say, well, where's the faith? Where's faith? And you know, and that's the reason why it says faith as a grain of mustard seed. If we've got that much faith, just that much faith, if we just leave it, that's sincere faith. If we've got that much faith and just leave it to God. Amen. Remember when we were talking about the little boy that everybody was praying for rain. Nobody brought an umbrella but that little boy. Can you imagine the whole church when the little boy come in with an umbrella? You know, it hadn't rained for a long time. And that little boy, he took him serious. When the preacher was wanting to pray for rain, he brought his umbrella. He was ready to see it. And that's what we should do. When we pray for something, we should expect it to happen. I mean, you know, in other words, a lot of times that's the reason why so many times we don't see it happen. Because we don't expect it. We get so caught up in this world. This world has got us so messed up in the head. And it don't go to the heart. In other words, in our head, we start saying, that's impossible. But I'm glad to know my God can make the impossible possible. And, you know, we start looking, all these things are possible through him. And, you know, we're getting all this 3 hour message pretty quick here. It's shorter than Brother Dwayne might get to leave earlier. But it says, when we go to the altar, notice here, as they come this morning, as they come with a song, you know, it was shorter than you think it was. But notice, faith, hope, and charity. That's what it takes, faith, hope, and charity. You know, it's just short and simple. You know, so many times we start saying, we're wondering, and, you know, and we look at each one of us. Each one of us is our own life. It's a personal thing. It's a personal between us and God. And we start saying, well, why am I going through all these problems? Why? What can I do? You know, and everybody knows my verse, Romans 8:28. You know, and we know all things work together. Works. And I can't even say it now. I'm getting all tongue-tied. And we know all things work together for good for them who love God and them called according to his purpose. Everything's for a reason. But what happens, we start losing faith or we lose hope. And if we start losing faith or hope or even charity, what happens? We the devil's got us, and we're not living a victorious life. If we want to live that victorious life, it takes all three. Remember, it says, now abideth faith, hope, and charity. And that's where each one of us should have all three. And if we got all three, what happened? We can go through this life. And people says, well, I can't understand how they can go through the problems, because they got the faith. I don't understand why they got a smile on their face, because they got hope. They're happy. Amen. I don't understand why they're so giving. They hadn't got the things to give, but they always giving because the charity. Because that's the faith and hope put into works. If you will, if you got it, if you got it, something, if you want to become be a victorious Christian, the altars are open. Now as they
385.
As they sing. Touch hearts, Lord. Amen.